This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Some of the survivors of Hurricane Charley may not have electricity for weeks. Florida Power and Light has started a major cleanup effort, but 800,000 people are without lights or refrigerators, working refrigerators. In a moment, we'll have a report on who pays the insurance cost after a storm like this. We'll start our coverage with NPR's Philip Davis in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Off Route 17 in Punta Gorda, the Pine Acres Mobile Home subdivision was hit hard by Charley. Piles of rubble sit where modest prefab houses once stood. In the homes that made it through the storm, yards and streets are a treacherous maze of downed power lines. And after sunset, the whole neighborhood is dark. Pine Acres residents are not alone. More than 70% of Charlotte County is without electricity. I asked resident Frank Jones and his wife Cindy Norris how they're managing.
We got candles, flashlights, coolers full of ice.
Yeah, just trying to do the best we can.
But, I mean, where do you go for a hot shower?
Well, we're thinking about going up to Fort Myers at a truck stop and renting a shower.
When you pull out of Pine Acres onto Route 17, one of the county's busiest arteries, the power disaster comes into wider focus. There are bent, snapped, and damaged utility poles on every block, as far as one can see on Route 17 and on many other streets throughout the county. But now, work crews are beginning to arrive on the scene. Jeff Stanley is one of 6,000 Florida Power and Light field workers from all around the state and from as far away as Ohio. He was amazed when he first arrived here.
I've never experienced nothing this bad.
His crew was working with jackhammers and a big red crane to replace a snapped electrical pole leaning out of the ground.
We pulled the old pole and we're setting a new one in it. I think we done set about 7-8 poles already in this 2-mile stretch right here.
Their work was just beginning. In only the small stretch leading from Pine Acres to the nearest substation, Hurricane Charley had snapped, bent, and uprooted more than 200 poles. Standing at the utility's huge staging area at the local airport, Armando Oliveira, the president of Florida Power and Light, said the utility is now mounting the biggest disaster recovery operation in the state since Hurricane Andrew devastated Miami-Dade County in 1992.
There is significant destruction in this area. It's evident anybody, as you look around. So this is not a restoration effort per se. We're not fixing. In many cases, we are rebuilding, and that means that new poles, new conductors, new transformers. So it's not the kind of effort that you can do overnight.
By last night, power had been restored to 422,000 customers, but that still left more than 300,000 people without power, mainly in the areas around Charley's landfall. Oliveira said complete power should be restored to the nearby Sarasota area by tomorrow, and in Naples, to the south, power should be back on by Wednesday. But in Charlotte County, the hardest hit, Oliveira said the damage was so bad that they don't even know the extent of the problem yet. Wayne Saliday, the emergency operations director for the county, had this blunt assessment about when residents could expect electricity.
The power system has been dealt such a significant blow that it will be weeks before that job is completed.
That means weeks before schools are allowed to reopen, weeks before hospitals are operating at full strength, and weeks before traffic lights are operating countywide. Some aren't waiting that long. Wally Bahur operates a convenience shop in Port Charlotte. Like hundreds of other people, he had hooked up a gasoline power generator to provide electricity to his store. It's been a big help, he said.
And that generator hooked us up for one cooler, the cash register, and a couple things. If we had another one, the guy that's hooking it up said he could run the whole store. At least, you know, you're here and you got your mind off the house, which is collapsing.
Officials warned that the generators, if hooked up incorrectly, could lead to fires and to dangerous fumes inside houses. But they acknowledged there was little they could do to stop residents from taking matters into their own hands until the lights come back on region-wide. Philip Davis, NPR News, Punta Gorda, Florida.